what I say and what you hear, be in the name of God. Amen. I remember growing up this time of year, my family would go to the beach for a week. It's the only time I really remember my father taking a week away from work. The whole family went down. We would be sitting there one evening, and at some point, and this happened every year, my father would say, "You know, Christmas is going to be here before we know it." Now, as a child of 4 or 5 years old, I thought my father stark raving mad. Christmas, any day now, it's years away. Gosh, it's hard to believe how much time there was between sitting there at the beach and the Christmas tree in the corner. But there's a lesson learned. As we live our lives, it really does seem like things get closer together, that time, as we say, flies by. Today, we stand at the beginning of what we call ordinary time in the life of the church. More than half of the church year is spent in this green season of Sundays after Pentecost, where things seem to run together. One Sunday's lessons can sound like the next Sunday's lesson. We've just gotten through these frenetic times of Advent, busy getting ready for Christmas. The Christmas season and then Epiphany. We've got Lent, we've got Easter. It just jumps in the life of the church from one major event to another. Just ask Elizabeth Price trying to get bulletins out. There is something happening, it seems like, every week in the life of the church that keeps our focus jumping from thing to thing to thing. But blessedly, during this time, we're given a vacation of sorts. To be able to sit back and to listen and to reflect and not think about the next major event coming down the pike. That really is a gift. It's a gift that we are given so that the busyness of those times of event to event can be reflected upon, and where we can be given the chance simply to breathe. To breathe in the power of Scripture that we hear week after week. To let that rest on our hearts and in our minds, so that God's Word can be able to make a difference. Today, in our gospel lesson, we hear the quite unusual story of the demons moving into the swine and the swine running off the cliff into the lake. The powerful act of Jesus healing and transforming. And the response of the people is, "Get out of here. Get out of here." It is my prayer that during this season, during these weeks after Pentecost, that we can take deep breaths and say, "Dear Lord, get in here. There is room now. There's quiet time for you to enter my life and to begin the act of transformation." Christmas is going to be here before we know it. I promise you it will. During this time, just be thankful it's so far away, so that we can take time to breathe in the spirit of Christ's life-giving love. Amen. Let us stand now and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.